Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and hello and welcome to Word of Faith Encouragement, Evangelist Faye. That's me. I'm speaking with you. It is Friday, June the 5th. God bless you. We made it through the first week, and God bless you. Today I'm talking about serve one another, coming from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 4. Amen, amen. As I get into this word, let us pray. Heavenly Father, I bless thee and all you and yours, that God has kept you and will keep you in his prayers and keep you at perfect peace. Let no one come between you and God. I pray for those things in Jesus' most worthy words. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Serve one another is my topic. Philippians 2:4, King James Version. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. I will encourage us to put our own needs before the needs of others. Fame, prestige, wealth are of the utmost importance, we're told. Taking care of another may not be the right thing to do. Don't buy into that mindset. It's not biblical. God wants us to serve with a willing spirit. Jesus taught his disciples to serve others. In Matthew, he said, "Whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister." Matthew 20, 27 through 28. And God wants us to serve all people, regardless of race, nationality, financial status, or reputation. At a time when it was taboo for Jews to associate with the Samaritan, Jesus served the disreputable woman of the ilk at the well by speaking to her. Jesus served the unclean woman who had an issue of blood by healing her. He served a blind man, a leper, the thief on the cross. His life constituted the act of ministering to all people. All people. Service. That's what the caregiver's role is all about. Serving others. All others. It's not always easy. It's not always pleasant. But it's what our Savior will have us do. Do we want to live by the world standards or the Bible? Jesus taught that the most esteemed people in the world are not the strong and arrogant, but the most humble. Amen. This is my word for today. Serve one another. And I'm going to say, dear Lord, please give me a servant's heart today. Show me how I might reflect your glory. And I hope that this will help you reflect on your glory and continue for you to serve him and to trust him. Again, I am Evangelist Faye, my word of faith encouragement ministry here. Amen. I give you the word all this week, Monday through Friday, but now I will be giving it 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I bless you until Monday. God bless. New beginning, new week coming up. But this weekend, keep the Lord in mind. Pray for others that can't be prayed for. And keep your family safe. Stay safe during the pandemic. And stay safe through this situation we're having with the riots. Remember, be safe. God has you. God sees the situation. God will heal it. Amen. And I love you. And God bless until Monday. Amen.